One way to get a feel for what kinds of conversations are happening in the local Hispanic community is to look up the Facebook group, Latinos de Allentown. There are more than 10,000 members, and posts range from things like which bodegas carry the best flan to more complex issues, like whether or not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's where I found Teresa Miranda. She's one of over 100 people who replied to a Facebook post asking if anyone planned to get the vaccine once it was available.
Hello.
Teresa works in housekeeping at St. Luke's. She's part of the team that cleans COVID units. She wasn't too sure about getting the vaccine at first.
At first, I was scared. Yeah, I was scared and I said no, but I do it for my grandkid, for my family, because I don't want to get COVID. And I think about my family first and I said, forget it. I'm going to do it no matter what.
A recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that around 43% of Latinos said when it comes to the vaccine, they would wait and see. And 18% said they would definitely not get the vaccine.
There's hesitation around what are the potential effects, long-term effects. How has the vaccine moved so quickly into the market?
Veronica Gonzalez is with LVHN and Valley Health Partners.
And, you know, I think those are appropriate questions. We're living through a pandemic where none of us have lived through this, right? So there's a lot happening we've never seen before.
And those questions and doubts can impact the timeline of getting things back to normal, says Dr. Jennifer Janko of St. Luke's University Health Network.
We need about 7 to 8 out of every 10 people to get the vaccine to get what's called herd immunity. That means if enough people in the community have the vaccine, there's no place for that virus to go.
Dr. Joseph Mosquera sees that lack of trust in his practice, where 70% of his patients identify as Hispanic or Latino. He says it stems from a long brewing uneasiness with the healthcare system as a whole.
And that mistrust sort of carries over to vaccines. A good example is the flu vaccine. Many Latinos disproportionately reject taking the flu vaccine. There's real science, of course, behind these vaccines, but many still stick to historic myths and sort of a distrust for the healthcare community, and we have to work on that.
Mosquera says one way he's dispelling patients' fears is by speaking their language, literally.
Although Hispanics make up 18 to 20% of the total population in the United States, there's only about a 2 to 3% that are healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, paramedics, et cetera, and we simply need more bilingual Hispanics out there promoting correct information.
And that's what Veronica Gonzalez of LVHN and Valley Health Partners is trying to do, health education.
Some of our specific tactics right now include collaborating with Spanish media across the Lehigh Valley, identifying Latino and African American physicians who can provide culturally sensitive education. And then, of course, we're partnering with community-based organizations.
But persuading people to get vaccinated might come down to personal relationships. Remember Teresa Miranda from that Facebook group Latinos de Allentown? Well, she says her family, friends, even coworkers want to see how she reacts to the vaccine before they decide to do the same.
All my friends, they was watching me for the third one and they say I was okay. I don't got no symptom or nothing, but I get it and I don't got nothing. I feel the same.
As health officials continue to roll out the vaccine, distrust isn't the only issue they'll need to tackle. In the conversation on Facebook, people say when it comes to getting the vaccine, they're also concerned about cost, access, and language barriers. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.